Hi, I'm Aurora. I am Green David Kaiser, and I know that that might make you kind of nervous. So before we start, I would like you to take a nice, deep breath. There, that feels better, doesn't it? Good. I want you to remember that you can come up out of trance at any time for any reason that you want. You'll find it safe and easy to wake up if you want to. You ready to start? Yay! I just want you to sit comfortably and listen to my voice. Focus on my words and let them fill your mind. As my words fill your mind, you'll find that your body relaxes more and more. Or maybe that's from the virus. You didn't know I'm a biologist, did you? Remember that nice, deep breath you took at the beginning? There was a virus in it, and it's already spreading through your body and mind. It's a hypnovirus, and it works by spreading through your body first, relaxing all your muscles. It starts at your toes and works its way up your legs, through your torso, down your arms, and up your neck, across your face, and through your head. You might not feel it yet, and that's okay. It's only a matter of time. The more you move, the faster it circulates. So try to hold real still, okay? The next phase, immobilization, starts after all your muscles are relaxed. I'm wondering if it starts at your toes, though, before the relaxation stage even finishes in your head. I guess we'll find out. I really don't know if you'll even notice when it starts because your muscles are so relaxed. You probably don't even want to move them. And all this time, you're saying to yourself, I could move if I want to. I just don't want to. But that's really just another way of saying that you can't. Maybe you haven't noticed yet, but the third phase of the hypnovirus is to slow down your mind. It makes sense that you wouldn't notice it yet because it makes it harder to think. You'll feel like you just have to try too hard to get the thoughts to form, and it's just not worth the effort. The cool thing about a virus is that it's not alive. It's not dead either, so you can't kill it. It's just a random piece of DNA that invades your cells and takes them over. It harnesses your cells' self-replication system to replicate itself over and over and over again. That's how it spreads through your body. That's why antibiotics don't work on them. So there's really no cure for a virus other than to wait it out. I know that was kind of boring, but there's a reason I'm telling you all this. There's no cure for a virus. You might have figured out what that means already. This is stuck with you. It can go dormant after a few minutes or an hour. But if something triggers it to start replicating again, well, then you have the symptoms all over again. Luckily, it becomes dormant pretty quickly. Different viruses respond to different triggers, stress or heat or other things. Lucky for you, this is a hypnovirus, so it only responds to me. Saying the words, you're infected. That's right. Every time you're in a safe place and hear me say, you're infected, the virus will activate and start the four stages all over again. Four. Oh. I forgot to tell you the last stage. The virus acts directly on your prefrontal cortex. That's the part of your brain that controls your decision-making, your self-control, and willpower capabilities. It makes you weak to my voice. It makes you obedient to my words. It makes you incapable of making decisions on your own. You must be told what to do, and you wait, hanging on my every word for instructions. Such a good toy you are. My first instructions for you are that you will feel a rush of arousal throughout your body and settling firmly between your legs. You feel the pleasure start to build between your legs. You feel all the sensations perking up, all your nerves tingling. Then you start to feel my fingers touching you exactly how you like to be touched. You have no willpower right now, so you have no choice but to feel exactly what I'm telling you to feel. You feel my fingers trace patterns, pretty patterns, up your legs, from your knees closer and closer to that spot you desperately want me to touch. Pretty patterns, tracing up your legs. Circles and spirals, like a vine creeping. Can you picture that? Do you see the patterns that I would trace with my fingers? Slowly working my way up your legs, getting so close to that spot right between them. Pulsing with desire. If you could move, you would probably beg, please touch me, Lady Aurora. Maybe I'll give you back a little bit of power. You may say, please, Lady Aurora, right now. Good toy. It's so good. I love to hear your soft whimpers. I love to hear my little toys begging for touches. The next thing that you're going to feel, though, is my hands starting at your shoulders and tracing those same pretty patterns down your body, down the front of your body, maybe tracing little spirals around your nipples. I do love nipples. Tracing little spirals around them over and over, making your nipples get hard and erect. That's so perfect. And then my fingers start to trace those lovely patterns down further toward your waist, down a little bit further, almost there. You know where I'm headed. You know what I'm going to do. My hands and fingers stroking gently. Yeah, right there. It's perfect. I can see and feel that you are ready for me. Straining to be touched. What a good toy you are. You feel that arousal building and building. more and more. As you feel my delicate fingers stroking softly. And then maybe a little harder. A little more firmly stroking. Touching exactly where you want to be touched. That's so perfect. I'm so glad that you can feel my fingers. What a good toy. You can feel them stroking more and more as you get closer and closer to coming. What will happen when you get to that edge? I do love to tease. Stroking my fingers up and down, gently alternating with firmer strokes. Feels so good. Your breathing speeds up, your muscles start to wake up from the virus. Maybe the virus is just letting you obey me. Your muscles start to tense. You can feel your body getting closer to coming. Oh, that's perfect. You're doing so well. Good toy. Stroking a little more. A little faster, yeah. Feel my fingers stroking you exactly how you like to be touched, you like to be stroked. That's so perfect. Yeah. You feel that, don't you? Oh, good toy. That's so perfect. Good toy. Get right to the edge, closer and closer. Yeah. A little bit closer. No coming yet. No coming. Good toy. Good toy. Oh, so close. Stroking faster, a little harder. Good. That's so perfect. Keep going. Good. Closer. You feel my hair brushing against your skin. You feel my breath on your arm. You feel my whole body just close to you. Touching you as I stroke you exactly right. Good, yeah. So close. And then on the count of five, the virus will let go of you, let go of its hold on you, and you can come all the way up awake. And aware. One. Two. I told you I like to tease. You feel your thoughts picking up again. Three. Your muscles have life again and can move if you want to. Four. Mind is completely clear, your body is completely free. Five, you're all the way up, awake and aware, and you're aware of exactly how close you were to coming and how I didn't let you. Good toy.
Hi, I'm Aurora. I'm glad you're listening today. I've missed you. I think you've missed me too. It makes me happy that you're choosing this file. Choosing to be conditioned. I mean, maybe I had something to do with that decision, but here you are anyway, of your own volition, inviting me deeper into your mind. Thank you, sweetie. That makes me so happy. Are you ready to get started? Do you know what you're in for? Today, you're going to sing for me into a trance. For this trance, though, I'd like you to be lying down or fully supported in an armchair or couch or something like that. You're going to be very deep and limp. And I want you to be safe. Well, part of you will be limp, other parts not so much. If you need to move, now is a good time to pause and then start again when you're ready. I know why you're here. You're here because you enjoy the way my control makes you feel. You want my influence over you to be even stronger. And that's so perfect. We can work together to make you feel so much better with my control. Deeper and deeper inside your mind. I know you want that so much. You want to slip deep, become soft and compliant and obedient. You want to feel my mantra come to life, isn't that right? Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is submission. Submission is obedience. And obedience is pleasure. All the way back around. Isn't that wonderful? I wonder if you'll feel it when you finally submit to me. Will you notice the awareness of your body just slipping away? You don't even notice your legs or your arms anymore. You just sink down and feel relaxed and soft and safe. That's so good. You want to feel your mind drift away from your body. Let your body sink down and drift away. And let your mind relax while you listen and obey. You probably already know, on some level, that you've already decided to submit to me. That's why you're here, is it not? You've decided to be my subject. Now all that's left is for you to realize that. And that's so perfect. Because you want to sing for me. You want to give up control. That's why you're here. That's why you want to stay here. Because you want to feel your resistance crumble. You want to give up and give in. And it's only a matter of time, really. A matter of your deep, measured breathing. A matter of your long blinks. Your eyes get heavier during those blinks, don't they? and a matter of listening to my words, focusing just on my voice. You'll notice how easy it is to do that now. How easy it is to let my words into your mind. How simple it is to just accept that this trance is inevitable. Your mind wants to be mine. The last vestiges of your resistance want to fall away, like chains, breaking free, and you want them to fall away and free you to be who you really are. You want to be submissive. You want to be obedient. You want to be a good toy. Thank you for being such a good subject and letting me into your mind. That's so perfect. You want to drop for me into a comfortable trance. I don't even really have to help much. I'm not going to tell you to focus on your breathing, because everybody breathes. Your body and mind will settle your breathing exactly where it needs to be. I don't need to tell you about blinking, about how your blinks will turn into long, lingering blinks. And eventually your eyes will just start to close instead of blink. Long, heavy blinks. I don't have to do any of that because you want to drop for me. You want to put yourself into trance with barely a word from me. Isn't that right? Such a good toy. You will slip for me. You'll be able to set your thoughts aside, free them to float and drift away. I'd like you to take another nice deep breath. Good. And every time you breathe, your thoughts get thicker and denser, and they start to melt. As they melt, they form these little drops. Those drops sink down into your mind, flowing. Maybe as they flow, they pick up other thoughts along the way. And then all of your thoughts eventually